welcome to another episode of Positive Charge. Today's special guest will be talking about inclusion and what it means to be different, but also what it means to learn from people who are different than us. Before we get started today, I do want to remind you once again about social media. If you want to get connected with us on Instagram or Facebook, please follow us at positive_charge_podcast. And if you want to connect with us on Twitter, please follow us at positivechargep. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
In my past life as an accidental inclusion teacher, I had the following poem in a frame on my desk. Here's to the kids who are different, the kids who don't always get A's, the kids who have ears twice the size of their peers, and whose noses go on for days. Here's to the kids who are different, the kids they call crazy or dumb, the kids who don't fit with the guts and the grit, who dance to a different drum. Here's to the kids who are different, the kids with a mischievous streak, for when they have grown, as history has shown, it's those differences that make them unique. By author Digby Wolfe. I say I was an accidental inclusion teacher, a regular teacher with a regular classroom who has students with disabilities included, because I was fresh out of college and fell into the inclusion part of the role without a lot of experience with disability. Students who had significant disabilities were not in my classes growing up, and frankly, my few memories of having them in our school were of them being in a separate hallway. We were not to ask questions and definitely not to stare. In hindsight, we were taught to ignore. Not having an explanation for those differences we saw created fear. I now know that fear creates shame and avoidance. No one wants to be seen in that light. Thankfully, things are different now. On my first day as a teacher, I was introduced to my first inclusion student, a young man named Jesse. It was an amazing year, and I would be lying if I said it was in spite of inclusion. It was because of inclusion. Jesse taught my students things that were not written in the curriculum. Who am I kidding? Jesse taught me. There were many Jessies over the years with different names. They all had different lessons to teach me, and I needed to learn them. After that year, I kept my love for having these students each day a secret. I continued being the inclusion teacher, but I didn't tell the other teachers how amazing it was because they might decide they wanted a turn. I didn't tell them about the sense of community it created. I didn't tell them that having someone as part of our class that made us think outside the box for ways to include them made us feel like we learned and worked together. I didn't tell them how one child could turn a bully into someone who had empathy and was a better advocate than money could buy. I was selfish. My principal would always say, "Parents don't keep the good ones at home and send us the leftovers. They send us the best they have. It's up to us to see every child with their parents' eyes." I tried my best to do so, and soon I would become irritated with someone seeing disability in a negative light only, as something that takes away. In my class, it gave so much more than it detracted. It created amazing memories. It taught character education. It provided a medium for social and emotional growth. It allowed for celebrating thinking differently. It did all of these things before they were trending ideas. It was also my secret weapon. Fast forward 15 years to the birth of my second son. We knew early on that there were signs of disability. I'm often asked, "How did you see it so early?" What became a significant autism diagnosis? It was because I had had good teachers disguised as students. For that, I'm forever grateful, not only for the knowledge, but also the perspective it gave me. And how disability changes the world one person at a time. When someone asks me about disability now, I'm often questioned about how I can be so positive about the subject. After all, I have a child who has a disability that will prevent him from living an independent life. From an early age, we've constantly had to adapt our lifestyle and our hopes and our dreams for our collective future. Don't get me wrong, it's definitely not all rainbows and unicorns. When you have a child that's diagnosed with a disability, you come to the realization that the rest of your life is going to be interrupted with cycles of grief. Every time you have to adjust your expectations or change your vision, you go through the cycle again. Every time you realize there's some things you can't control no matter how hard you try, you repeat the cycle. My decision early in this journey was to allow myself to feel that grief for defined periods of time, wallow in it even. When the time's up, I put on my game face, and I start not only trying to find the silver lining, but I make sure that it's what the world sees first when they encounter my child. When someone asks me about my son's disability, autism, or the uncertainty of his future, I focus on how having a child with a disability has changed the way I experience life for the better. Disabilities made me a better planner. I've had to focus on outcome rather than short-term setback. Being a born procrastinator, this has definitely been a positive. It's also made me carefully prioritize what's really important. Here's a hint. It's not the things I used to focus on. It's the things that we look back on when we're older and wish that we had spent more time on when we were younger. While I didn't have the luxury of wasting time and energy on frivolous things, I can say I have no regrets and I have disability to thank for that. Having a child with disabilities changes your friendships, sometimes suddenly and sometimes over time, and not usually for the better. Sadly, you lose friends and sometimes even family. This isn't always a conscious choice. Sometimes it's due to guilt. Sometimes it's due to ignorance. And sometimes it's due to our inability to identify with people who are living the dreams we once had. It's tough. How am I able to overcome that and find the positives? Well, it's because of amazing friendships that have formed with people I would have never known. I liken it to being a contestant on the show Survivor. There's something about being thrust into a world that's completely foreign to you, where adversities at every turn and struggles require a different level of problem solving than you've ever experienced. Well, it forms the deepest bonds with others. You learn to be dependent on each other, and you cling to anyone that can empathize with you. You overcome adversity together. You laugh and cry together, sometimes at the same time. It's a new tribe, but one where everyone's accepted for who they are. Who could ask more from friendship? Having disability in our lives has given me new eyes. I see everything differently. I found freedom in throwing away milestone charts and learning to celebrate small successes. It was liberating to not have constant comparisons because our world's too competitive anyway. Sometimes I find myself feeling sorry for other people who just don't even get why they should acknowledge my son. I pity those who can only see him for what he can't do, and they don't look hard enough to recognize that he has gifts too. I celebrate my child, disability and all, the one who is a baby for longer, the one who isn't growing up so fast, the one who seems to know who needs a hug, the one who doesn't care what you think about him or how you dress or whether you're the best at anything because he accepts you for what you are on the inside, the one I no longer have to explain because his disability is apparent to people almost immediately. The one who will never be completely independent. The one who communicates without words, if you listen with your heart. The one who teaches me every day not to worry about what other people think or say or do, because as Dr. Seuss said, those who matter won't mind and those who mind won't matter. The one who's a teacher disguised as a bull in a china closet preteen who doesn't even know how to tie shoes. The one who shows everyone how to say, "This is me," without apologies for being just that. I am living my best life surrounded by individuals with special needs and their families. My message to them is, don't hide who you are. Wear it as a badge of honor. The world should be introduced to you as not someone who's been limited by a disability, but as someone who has persevered and overcome obstacles in spite of disability. To those who don't live with disability and are uncomfortable with the subject, have courage. Step out of your comfort zone. Ask questions. Be open to the fact that you can learn from people who are different from you. People with disabilities just want to be treated like everyone else. They want to be part of the community, to be included and appreciated for those contributions. Talk to them like you would anyone else. You'll be amazed at how much you can grow from being around people that are different than you and including them. Disability brings many emotions in our lives, but just like other twists and turns, the journey is what you make of it. If we want the world to accept those who are different, we have to not only share the pain along the way, we have to share the positive lessons with optimism. For me, I've learned to allow myself time to grieve, but just a little bit and only when needed. But spend time embracing and celebrating the joy that the journey has brought and will hopefully continue to bring. My name is Cindy Badon. I spend my time educating on disability awareness, best inclusive practices, community involvement, and positive advocacy in the Dallas-Fort Worth area through my nonprofit, Frisco Sage. I am the proud wife of Patrick and mom of two amazing children, each in their own way, a 17-year-old typical son and a 12-year-old son who just happens to have autism.
Thank you guys for listening. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. If you would like to speak like Ms. Badon did so wonderfully here, please email us at positivechargepodcast@gmail.com so you can create and write your own episode to share with the world. I hope from this episode today, y'all have learned that just because somebody's different doesn't mean that we shouldn't include them. Because being inclusive means that we can learn from each other and can better each other. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.